In the hallways of Chief Paul Memorial School, Hio's name is everywhere. It's on everyone's t-shirt. It's written on kids' shoes. Hio Strong is the message of choice. It's the mantra that Olive Kipnick adopted when Hio got cancer last October. His cousin Dina Smith talks about what Hio Strong means.
We're Hio Strong. We fight, we never give up, and we'll keep going.
When she says we, she means all of Kipnick. When Hio took up his fight against cancer, so did the entire village. Chief Paul Memorial School Principal LaDorothy Lightfoot remembers the dark days following Keo's diagnosis.
It went on for a good, I had to say a good 3 weeks where the students were anything, the sound, a picture, his name, anything that reminded you of him, they would break down and it would be, we'd have to have him go home.
Hio was different. To start, he was a basketball star, the likes of which Kipnick had never seen before. Cut from the team his freshman year, by his junior year, Hio made the All-State Tournament team, and then got scouted to join Team Alaska to compete in the Native American Basketball Invitational.
He's probably the best player in my 5 years that I've seen play out in the LKSD's District Basketball Tournament.
That's Keo's head coach, Jacob Burley. He had a story that told a lot about who Hio was.
During state, when we were in Anchorage, Hio actually came to our first game. And this was 2 weeks before he ended up passing. And I'll tell you, he did not look good. But he made that decision to come and show his team support.
This is the one thing I'll share about these last months was...
That's Keo's mom, Carolyn Hoover.
He never asked why me. Why do I have cancer? He never complained. He never got mad at us or the doctors or the nurses. He never lashed out. And that's the kind of kid we raised.
Carolyn says Keo's battle with cancer is not what will define him. And that was never the first thing people talked about.
He was open to everyone. He liked to put on a show, liked to make people laugh. He was just happy. I always had a smile on his face, laughing.
That's his cousin, Julian Smith.
He teases us, we tease him back, and he'll go, "Nuss."
What does that mean?
I don't know. He just used to do that. And then we'd laugh about it.
It was the end of the school year, and the school hosted the sports banquet to celebrate the graduating senior athletes. They played a slideshow of baby pictures and current photos of each student. At the end, Hio came on. Every head turned. Forks froze in the air. Tears welled. Hio passed away 2 months ago, and he had been battling cancer since October. But Kipnick still has trouble moving on. At graduation, a shrine of Keo's number 5 shone in the background. His jersey hung in the middle of the gym, watching over his friends, family, and teachers. He had a seat alongside his classmates, adorned with his graduation gown. During the ceremony, Keo's cousins, Julian Smith and Haley Alaralia, handed roses to his mom and dad.
A rose represents beauty, hope, and peace.
When they embraced, everyone in Kipnick embraced.
We now ask that his parents come up to accept this diploma on his behalf.
Hio graduated. He completed his schoolwork even when he was in the hospital, refusing any special treatment. He finished all of it.
This is what I want you to take with you. Hio Strong.
Immediately following Keel Aurelia's death, his cousin Clint Slim had a baby boy with his girlfriend Summer Brown, and while Summer was pregnant, she had dreams of Hio. Of course, they named the baby Hio. So Hio lives on, in his name and also in memories, of a joyful life, live strong, Kyo strong. In Kipnik, I'm Greg Kim.